Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Empire.
Deal back to Hachimura. Konnichiwa.
First off, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
It was more just shocking to hear from him and understanding that he gets the most assists from me and the most spoon-fed baskets ever.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
To sit up there and to say you don't have a culture problem in the nation's capital, everything about the organization points to a culture issue.
One guy took a in another guy's shoe.
I'm a little pissed off about it, but I know how I am. I was kind of expecting it. It's disrespectful.
It was like Eric Killmonger going for total domination. What's up is mine?
We're not going to be fucking sunk this year. We're the Stanley Cup champions! Yeah!
This podcast is all over social media, so follow us on Twitter at Beltway Bro Pod, Instagram at Beltway_sports_bros_podcast. Also the Facebook group, just search Beltway Sports Bros Podcast. And you can also find us at BeltwaySportsBros.com. There's a podcast player right on the front page. If someone you know doesn't want to or know how to download a podcast app or even knows what a podcast is, just tell them to go to the website and hit play. Simple as that. Thank you for joining us today. We are the Beltway Sports Bros. I'm Matt Bizzana, and as always, my brother Noel. Real quick, Noel, going to say this again for the 10th straight episode, I believe. So you can take a nap or whatever you like to do. So you can listen.
What?
You can listen. You can listen to this show on the Podcast DC app, the new local app with hundreds of options in local news and health, all covering the DMV region. Download the Podcast DC app to hear all of the Empire shows as well as other great content. And also help us with rating, reviewing, and subscribing. It's very helpful to us. That would be very nice. And it's 100% free to subscribe. It does not cost you anything. If you give us like a 5-star review, that's all we're asking. Not a 4, not a 3, but a 5, right?
You're kind of being condescending to our fans.
Like, no, don't be an asshole. You know, just do 5. Quick review, 5 stars, and there you go.
Good.
Good.
I think you got your point across.
All right. Fantastic. All right. So, Noel, how are things? You doing all right?
Yeah.
How's your weekend?
Well, first off, happy Father's Day.
Oh, yeah. It was a great Father's Day. For me, anyway.
Did you FaceTime?
Yes, but there was, you know, once the FaceTime's off, you know, the party begins.
Yeah, yeah. Father time is over.
This is the greatest gift I could ever have, is for them not to be here.
Yeah, I'm sure.
As terrible as that is to say, because in previous years, I've like said, hey, this is the gift that you can do for me. I'm going to go to the pool, and I don't want anybody to come with me. You don't have to do anything else.
That's what most parents want, even on Mother's Day or Father's Day. They just want a day for them. I mean, you've got the ultimate Father's Day present. Congratulations, Matt. Congratulations.
I'll never forget this one. I'll never forget this one.
Yeah, congrats.
But how was yours?
I'm happy for you. It was nice. It was nice. We hung out with the fam, and Lindsay made me some eggplant parmigiana, which was good. It was nice, you know, and hey, I'm a father, so they wanted to celebrate Father's Day.
Oh, I had a burrito from Moe's as
nice.
My Father's Day meal.
Hey, man.
Yeah, it's fine with me.
Living the bachelor life. Living large, man.
Yep.
Good job.
All right. Well, let's just jump right into it, shall we?
Let's do it.
First off, I wanted to throw out a quick congratulations to your Washington Wizards/Bullets for finally, after all of these years, Noel, Washington has now taken their rightful place in NBA history.
I'm sure it's a good one, too.
So they now have the longest active conference finals drought in the NBA.
Oh, I saw that. Yes, sir.
Sitting at 42 years.
Oh,
and
my God.
They're able to now make that claim because the LA Clippers closed out Utah to advance to the Western Conference Finals. But that was after 50 years of futility. So
God.
Now the Wizards are number one.
I don't foresee that being broken anytime soon, Matt, unfortunately. And then they're going to be sole possession of first, and it's like Westbrook's triple doubles. It's just going to, that lead is going to gain.
It's a number that'll never be broken.
No, it's just going to continue on. Maybe they'll get there before the 50 mark of the Clippers. I don't know. What's your over-under on the amount of years before they hit the Eastern Conference Finals? What'd you say? They're at 42 now?
42.
Okay, so how many more years, or the total, would you say before they reach the Eastern Conference Finals?
Well, I hope before 8. That's a tough record to break, but I don't think 8's even a possibility. So I think it doesn't matter if they keep Beal or release him.
No, we're looking long down the road, my friend. Beal or no Beal. I mean, they could bring the second coming in here tomorrow, and I don't see them winning the title within the next few years. We're talking about long-term. As of right now, I will put the over-under betting at 55. 55 is the time frame. So you may think it's less, you may think it's more, but that's about where I'm going to put it.
Hey, if it's 55 years, I mean,
we're both going to still be alive, I guess.
That's something.
Yeah. We'll be celebrating Grandfather's Day.
Is that a thing?
Everything's a thing. I mean, everything's a thing.
Hallmark's got to get paid, Noel.
They got to make their money. Hey, I'm sure they did very well during the pandemic. Very well.
Yes, quite well. So sticking with the Wiz just for a minute, another congrats is in order, this time for Bradley Beal. Beal made the decision to officially commit to joining Team USA in the Tokyo Olympics. So congratulations, Bradley.
Congrats, seriously. I'm hard on Beal, but that's a hell of an honor. It really is, and it's a shame that it's happening in Tokyo the way that it is, but I like watching Olympic basketball anyway, and having him there, it'll be fun to watch, and maybe we'll be able to actually, he'll have to play defense internationally, so they have to do that. They can't just run and gun, and there's weird rules that they have to abide by, so maybe this will help his game a little bit. It has helped guys in the past. A lot of times the younger guys playing international ball, but this could help him get in with some guys. Also, what it could do in a negative sense, start talking to some players.
Jason Tatum, notably.
Start talking to some boys and decide, oh man, you know what? Well, now Kimba's out of Boston. Maybe got a little slot open over there.
It's a distinct possibility, but they narrowed it down to 57 finalists. And now it's a 16-player team. We mentioned Jason Tatum, his boy from the Lou, right? Isn't that what they call St. Louis?
Lou!
Yeah.
St. Louis, maybe, too.
But Damian Lillard's going to be on there. Devin Booker, Draymond Green as well. They've all committed early. Obviously, they have a few more slots to fill. And somebody that he might actually learn from, Greg Popovich, is coaching the team. So, you know, that could be a really good thing for
Beal.
Maybe he'll bring that back to Washington, what he's learned, because he hasn't learned from a good coach in 5 years.
Right, and that's exactly what I'm saying. And he is just, he's not a big fish in a little pond, which helps. It's kind of like when you watch him at the All-Star game, except it's not complete and utter run and gun and nobody gives a shit. This is actually of some form of importance, and he is going to be with other alphas in the room, and he is going to have to bite his tongue and not do his sulky bullshit.
Well, that's true, but I'm worried that the way that Beal, his temperament is in general, this is just going to make his head bigger. It could go either way.
No, absolutely. I think it could go either way, but I think as far as his game goes, depends on what his role is with the team, Matt. Like I said, he's a big fish in a big pond now. So it depends on really what his role is with this team. Nobody really goes out there and is like, that's the guy. He's going to shoot the ball every single time. Some of these guys, like the top guy, averages like 13 points a game and shit. It's not anything outrageous where he's going to get a huge head because U.S. basketball is doing well. Well, no shit. They're supposed to win the gold. Yeah. But in a sense of team play and of actually being held accountable because other guys around him are just as good, if not better, that is going to hold him to a standard that he hasn't had to be held at because he's been the best player in the room for a long period of time.
Yeah, hopefully it brings him back to reality
a little bit. In the meantime, it's going to be cool to have him on the team. It's cool to have a wizard on the basketball team.
First wizard ever.
Yeah, and I think that's awesome. And bring home the gold, boys.
I'm really wondering who's going to be on this team, though. If he's going to start, He's going to start over Devin Booker? Probably not.
That depends on... The Suns are in the Western Conference Finals, okay? Right. If they make the finals and they have a knockout drag out for the next two rounds, Booker probably is going to be like, look, man, Beal's been sitting with his thumb up his ass at home for a while now, okay? Yeah. So some of these guys are going to be on serious playoff runs, and their legs are going to be tired. I think some of these guys are going to be there. They're going to come in, spark it up a little bit. But you can't expect Booker, if they go seven games with the Clippers and then seven games or whatever, if they make the NBA Finals, to go in there and start playing heavy minutes with the Olympics right off the bat.
And Popovich isn't going to take any shit.
Hell no.
So that's good. And he's going to put people where they need to go, and he doesn't give a shit about prima donna bullshit. So we shall see, but it'll be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited about it. And hey, things supposed to happen, so hopefully nothing fucks up from here to August.
Agreed.
What's up? It's Mike Jones from the Football Jones Podcast. I know you're enjoying your time with the Beltway Sports Bros, but once you're done, I wanted to invite you to come over and check out my podcast. Each week, we take a deep dive into some of the most pressing topics around the NFL, high-profile guests from the coach, player, and front office ranks, as well as the top league insiders. Check out the Football Jones Podcast, another fine product brought to you by Empire Media.
Sick of competing against thousands of professional bettors with algorithms? What about spending all day analyzing salary caps and lineups using other daily fantasy sites? Then you should try Monkey Knife Fight. Amazing name, by the way. I've used most, if not all, the other sites, and trust me, I just stop because I don't have time to put all that work in. MKF is easy to play. MKF offers all of the major sports, plus UFC, golf, esports, soccer, college basketball, NASCAR. You can pretty much bet on anything your little heart desires. MKF offers fun contests that are super easy to play. For example, there's a game called More or Less. Simply pick more or less on different player props. Think Patrick Mahomes. Will he go over his 288.5 yard number? Select more. Think Lamar Jackson. Will he stay under his 212.5 yard number? Select less. Get both right and win. Simple, right? We're getting old. The less we have to think about, the better. I've been using this site personally for the last few months, and it's so user-friendly. And honestly, it's made me actually care about what happened in, for example, the Rockets-Magic game the other night, quite possibly the least interesting game in the NBA this year. So go to monkeyknifefight.com and use our promo code Beltway, and you get a free $5 game just for signing up. No strings attached, I promise. You also get a first-time depositor bonus, which they cover 100%. Deposit $10, you get $10 free. Deposit $100, you get $100 free. This offer is not going to last long, so tap the link in the episode description and sign up, again, using our promo code Beltway. So easy, even a drunk monkey could do it.
Empire.
Moving on to a former Washington football team player, from Offensive Rookie of the Year... to a potential football analyst rookie of the year candidate. I'm talking, of course, about Robert Griffin III. According to sources at Fox and ESPN, executives were blown away, that's a quote, by Griffin during his auditions for the network. The New York Post reported that, quote, some said Griffin was among the top tryouts they have ever viewed, like ever.
In the history of sports analyzation, yeah. He came in there and they were just floored.
They were. Whatever he said, whatever he did, good for him. But now there's an apparent bidding war for his services with ESPN upping their offer after Fox came in with an offer. ESPN kind of has the leg up because they are giving him more money. But if they do get him, they plan on using Griffin as a college football analyst and have him featured on shows like Get Up, which I've never seen before. Well, I heard it's good, but you know.
It's okay.
It's terrible.
It's okay.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Mike right. Mike
Greenberg.
Yeah, Mike Greenberg. There you go. And his annoying shit. And it's a typical morning bullshit show. It's like Good Morning NFL.
Good Morning Football. I'm a big fan of that
show. It's like
Good
Morning Football, just a shitty version. And they're just louder. You know, how ESPN does it.
Yeah, just a fucking clown show.
But hey, you know? Hey, I guess that Cousins comment that he made kicked the door in, man.
It made some news.
It did. It must have been like, look, this guy's got some P's and Q's going here, and he's got a career in this thing. I don't know.
Well, it doesn't look like anybody's interested in bringing him on to their roster, so this is probably his only option at this point, which, not a terrible option. He's going to be a national analyst, and if he's as good as everybody thinks he is, then he may make a real career out of
this. He was a judgmental asshole when he was on a team and would call his guys out. I mean, we've talked about that before, throwing boys under the bus during seasons. Now he can do it, and he gets paid for it. and it's what he's supposed to
with
do.
With no repercussions. And, you know, he's a well-spoken guy, right? You know, and he's obviously smart. Nobody ever called him a dummy or anything. He just... He's kind of an asshole. And that works well.
Hey.
If anybody knows an asshole, Noel.
If you know a guy that is very judgmental, an asshole, I mean, hey, what are we talking about?
He goes straight for your heart on that.
Straight for, yeah, I knew I liked him. I knew I liked him. But I'm kind of surprised that he can't find a fucking job as a quarterback with some of the garbage that is out there. That this guy, I mean, just on a sheer fact of speed, can't get on a football team, can't get a tryout. Nobody wants him.
And how the NFL is now, I mean, it's like he's a perfect fit for that. I mean, he's just
it's
made
just
of
amazing.
Glass.
But hey, I'm happy for him that he found something and that he feels wanted, because he hasn't felt wanted for a long time.
Yeah, especially how it ended with the Ravens last year.
Absolutely.
As he wasn't hurt, they said, all right, we're about done with you here. And then they brought in whatever the third stringer was, and never to be seen again. But apparently we're going to see a lot of him going forward.
Yeah.
Well, if you watch ESPN, if that's your thing, which I can't stop.
Yeah, I
it,
mean,
but,
not if he's on Get Up. If he's on if he's on College Game Day or something, I'd watch it, because I get up in the morning and I'll watch that. I like those guys. But as far as NFL analyzation, I barely watch ESPN at all. I mean, I watch NFL Network. So
I think they're saying he's going to announce college games.
Okay. I'd like that. I'd like that. I definitely watch, because, I mean,
it's far worse
out there. The majority of football games are on ESPN. So, I mean, that's what you got to watch, regardless if you like it or not. But yeah, good for him.
Their college football coverage is fine. Yeah. It's when it gets to the NFL, it just gets so clownish.
Yeah, it's such a fucking clown show, man. I can't deal with it anymore, and I'm never more unhappy, besides Washington sucking on Monday night, that I have to deal with that crew on Monday night. On top of them getting their ass kicked on Monday night, I got to hear from these fools the entire show. But
at least it's not Booger and Toratella. What the hell's his name?
He's good. Hey.
No.
Hold on, whatever
you're saying about this man.
There's a show called Holy Moly. Stephen Curry is producing it. It's a extreme putt-putt show. It's a beast, Matt. Check it out. He is the announcer guy on there, and it's who's the guy? In the nuts.
Ripple.
Yes,
Ripple.
He's the co-host.
Riddle.
In the balls or whatever. I don't know. He's the co-host. Yeah. They are great on that. I'm telling you.
In the face.
That's it. There you go. Yeah, they are great on that. So he should just leave Monday Night Football if he ever does it again and stay with Holy Moly.
He'll never have that job again. I promise you.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope. Because
I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right. So finishing things off, some interesting news coming out of Ashburn. This may upset some people, because I know people are growing an affinity towards the Washington football team name, but it may no longer be an option for your Washington football team. Not really sure if that's the route they wanted to go, but this is where we're at. So on Friday, the Washington Post reported that the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has refused the team's attempt to trademark the name, specifically on clothing. So the office's refusal was because it is likely, quote, consumers would be confused, mistaken, or deceived as the commercial source of goods and or services of the parties, end quote. Also, the fact that the name alone is just geographically descriptive brings me to my next point. Our former guest, friend of the show, I guess you could say, the trademark hog, Martin McCulley, his name's all over every article that's out there right now. Big get, Noel.
It was. One of the most hated men in Washington.
So Martin was on, what, a month and a half ago, 2 months, I don't even remember at this point, but take a listen to what Martin said about this exact topic on this very show. You mentioned that they're going to have to contact you at some point. I know you made multiple attempts
last year to get in touch with the team and nobody ever called you back, right? According to you.
Correct.
Have they gotten in touch with you at all now, knowing what they know that you have these registered trademarks?
No, they have not. Hmm. I might hear from them when the Washington football team application comes up for review. They applied in July for a trademark for Washington football team, and it has not even been assigned to an examiner yet at the trademark office. I assume when that does get reviewed, they're going to reject it because it's just a generic name. Hmm. You can't trademark Washington because it's just a geographical location. You can't trademark football team because it's just a description of what the services are.
So there you go.
He's a prophet.
He called his shot, Noel. McCauley's attorney made a statement saying, quote, Mr. McCauley is aware that the Washington football team trademark applications received non-final office actions with refusals for, among other things, a likelihood of confusion with Mr. McCauley's registered trademark for Washington Football Club that he previously renewed.
From the sounds of that part, the funny thing is that when he was on the show, we heard hide nor hair of that football club could be one of the reasons why football team doesn't get the trademark. So this guy's winning all over the place.
This has worked out great for him. And yeah, like you said, it fell into his lap because he made it clear before that he has Washington Football Club as a trademark that he can do on like mugs, I think is what he said, but not clothing. No, really. That's what he said.
This guy, man.
I told him to his face virtually that, you know, I wish I came up with the idea.
Yeah.
You can be mad all you want at this guy, but people are just mad they didn't come up with them themselves.
But still, I mean, at this point in time now, and Washington hasn't returned his calls. He hasn't had any communication from anyone. And now that this has happened, it's one of those things where he knew this was going to occur. He's talked to us in the interview about him learning the craft, and he's an expert at it at this point, that he knew at some point in time, if he bought his time, that Washington or the NFL or whomever was going to come knocking at his door. And it's happening. I don't know necessarily if Washington even wants football team as the name. They might have wanted as a placeholder, as they said, but they wanted to make money in the meantime. And right now, that's what's going to fuck them on this whole thing. And this isn't going to look good for Mr. McCauley with the Washington Post articles and everything else coming out. And we talked about this was going to rear its ugly head again. And I hope that him and Washington or the NFL can come up with some type of plan to make this happen.
And the thing is, like you said, it's a merchandising issue. Even if they don't want to necessarily have Washington football team, we're talking about this year coming up, which they potentially make no money off of it because, well, like Martin said, it's a geographical location and a football team. That's all it is. But on top of that, it's too confusing because of Washington Football Club and whatever else. You know, we're not trademark people, but they didn't call him before. They're going to have to call him now.
Sure.
I'd be very interested to see what he said. And I actually did reach out to him, and he said that he cannot come on due to his current lawsuit situation, his attorney.
Well, shit, it just came out.
Yeah.
It came out Saturday. Actually, the information came out that they got canned on the trademark. So I'm sure his
Friday it got declined. Oh. Saturday it officially came out. Yeah. So
I mean, so I'm sure his phone or with reporters and everything else has been getting lit up. He said that after this whole thing is done, that potentially he will come on after the dust is settled. I don't really blame him. He doesn't even know what the hell to say at this point or can say anything. So I'm at the point now where what does Washington do? Because regardless of trademark or not, Matt, we talked about it before, I ain't buying the shit until it's concrete in fucking blood or stone that they have a name. And it better be a name that I like. Right now, I'm good with football team. I'm good with football. If they have to negotiate with him, take football club off of his hands and make it the damn name. Because obviously, whatever decision was made, like we said, club is intertwined with that. So you might as well kill two birds with one stone. Take mm-hmm. club off of his hands. Then you've got team on the table too. Because right now he's got both and he didn't even fucking know it.
He's got to get paid something.
Yeah.
Got to think about it. And again, what he was saying to us, Do they want to sit there and fight in court? And this could take years to get this worked out. Just pay the fucking man. Whatever they would make, I can't imagine that many people are buying Washington football team merchandise. I know I'm not going to buy a goddamn thing, but there are people who do it.
I know.
And what they're putting out is going to pale in comparison to what the actual official name will be with the merchandise sales and everything.
Well, and it's not just that, Matt. It's once they get the trademark, I'm sure they're going to tweak the logo. This is like basic shit right now on a helmet, on the jersey, whatever it is, just to get them through the day. Once they get the trademark, then they're going to up the ante and put Washington football team on steroids. So I'm not doing anything, like I said, until it is set. And right now, it ain't even close. So McCauley, good job for him, but he really has kind of thrown a whole wrench into this gears. I just want my team, man. I understand what he's doing, and I understand, you know, that Washington's in it to make money. Everybody's in to make money on something, but this is also a cultural thing. This is also something that people invest not just money in, our hearts, our minds, our Sundays, you know, and I want to know what the fuck my football team's going to be called, damn it. And that's the bottom line of this whole thing, Matt. You know, we're talking about all this shit, and McCauley's a nice guy and all, and Snyder's an asshole and this and that. Well, everybody's in it to make money, and that's great, but the fans are complete and utter limbo. And you're expecting us to go out and continue to spend our hard-earned money on shit when you don't even know what the hell's going on.
Well, I'm still a believer that they already know what the name is. They sent out all that bullshit with those crazy names to season ticket holders and everything. It's all lip service. It's all a facade. And we learned a lot about trademarks that day. And this came out, they did it in July, right, of last year. So it's almost a year to the day when they put that trademark through for Washington football team. They played a season without having a trademark in place.
Sure.
So there's no conceivable way that they already haven't put a trademark through. They either want Washington football team, Washington Football Club, or something completely different that we just don't know about.
I just think that they were trying to backdoor the system on the football team. I think they knew that it probably wasn't going to go through. These guys aren't stupid. No offense to McCauley, but I'm sure Snyder has some decent minds on this thing too. He has a committee, you know, of a bunch of yes men that know this shit. Okay, and I don't think they got completely and utterly blindsided by...
You're just a bunch of yes men.
You're just a bunch of yes men. You know, I don't think that they got completely blindsided by this whole thing happening, is my point. And they said, you know, Mr. Snyder, we're going to try our best, but it may not come to fruition here. And that's kind of what happened.
Yeah.
And it didn't. I don't think they're completely starting at square one. Like you said, pay the man his shit if that's what he wants, or he wants his damn cups, or his put it on a bag, or whatever the hell he is, or he can go back to Red Tail Hawks, Witchy Wonka, or whatever the hell else he has.
Yeah.
I just want my football team back, and whatever they call themselves, they call themselves, but I'm just over this whole thing, Matt. I was overhearing it for years about the name change from the Redskins. I'm over this football team stuff. And I just want them to just nail something down so we can move on. This team is, hopefully, from what we're hearing, could potentially be a good football team this year and moving forward. And I just want them to have something established in place when that happens. When they hit the damn Super Bowl, they need to have a damn name, whatever that is. What do you think will come first, the name or the Super Bowl?
That's talking about an over-under. I don't know. That's another discussion.
But we'll see. Hopefully McCauley comes on, and hopefully we have some good news when he does.
And speaking of which, to hear the entire episode, it's really a great listen, very informative, and it definitely puts things in perspective of what's happening right now based off of what he's been doing and trademarks he's pulled and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, there's some interesting stuff in there. He's a bit of a quirky guy, but
it's the origin story.
The origin story, right. So check it out. He hadn't done an interview in 9 months, and he came on our fucking show for some reason. So
we're charming. More charming than you know, Matt.
Yes, indeed. But that's going to do it for this episode. We're on all major podcast platforms. Please rate, review, and subscribe. If you like this show, please share it on social media. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, the Facebook group, and our website, BeltwaySportsBros.com. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you on Wednesday.